Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Education Week on the Noon Business Hour, sponsored by St. Xavier University for the best in you. News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Outdoor dining season in Chicago can sometimes include an extra guest, the family dog. That doesn't appeal to all restaurant customers. Let's discuss the potential issues with Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality based in Chicago. Doug, thank you for joining us today. And we're having this conversation for a couple of reasons. One, the weather's nicer. It's outdoor patio season, and you might see a couple of dogs enjoying the complimentary water dish that some brunch places put out on Saturday and Sunday mornings. And then we also have a new change in regulations regarding dogs and outdoor dining from the CDC or the FDA.
Correct. Actually, I have both Jasper and Louie next to me if there are any questions that you're going to have for them. Because it is sort of important for our conversation. Jasper is a retired service dog, and Louie is a therapy dog who unfortunately served in Highland Park most recently during 4th of July. And where I'm going with that is that they are highly trained dogs. And what you have today is a real myriad of different types of dogs that are coming to different types of venues. And as a result, you have some very good experiences and not some great experiences either. And I think that's what's probably causing a lot of the commotion is the problem with the dog itself. And it's not the dog as much as it is the owner.
And then you, I mean, obviously from a restaurant owner's perspective, your dog policy is kind of evolving based on your experiences with your customer base, because some people appreciate the ability to take their dog for a walk and then maybe sit down for a glass of wine or a glass of beer, or maybe have a quick bite of something before moving on. But you do have a lot of dogs in some places, and you have a highly trained service dog, but someone may have a rambunctious puppy who gets very excited around other dogs. You might have a dog that don't know who will go to the bathroom at any place or time inside the eating area. You have customers who could be afraid of dogs, children who are uncomfortable around them. And as a restaurant owner, you got to balance all of these considerations.
Really good point. And I think, again, it goes upon the owner to understand no differently than your child. And that is, know your dog. And if, in fact, if that is what your dog is, and the fact that he does or she does get very excited around other dogs, not a really good idea to bring it to a restaurant. And if you are bringing a dog to a restaurant, be cognizant of other people around you. I compare it in some ways to the flight that I had yesterday with a kid that was behind me. Again, you know, that's the situation of the parent's responsibility. And it's your responsibility as the dog owner to make sure that the dog is under the table or that it's not in the way of necessarily the path. I can't tell you how many people, that trip over dogs because they're not necessarily, or let me put it another way, they are in way of the guest. And really it is for the purpose of the guest dining and secondary to having your pet there. And listen, there are dog-friendly restaurants like the Lazy Dog Restaurant Group, which is all over the country, and they have a specific outdoor patio that is built for dogs, but it's really well thought out. And as a result, you have obviously people going with their pets, but you also have to be, as an owner of a restaurant, thinking about how are we going to accommodate dogs as well.
Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago.